Let's punk Newport.
Here we go, Jack. Where are you right now?
20-second walk away from the target location of the scarf.
All right, let's just brief everybody real quick again before you go inside and make sure we've got the details down. Jack Fass is going to punk Starbucks in Newport Beach this morning, as we do once a week on the show. And today he's going to try to pay with basically everything but actual money. He's going to pay with the fake gift cards or the display gift cards on the counter. He might try with his phone or with a Wi-Fi password or somebody else's wallet or whatever. Whatever you try, Jack, don't have it be actual money until at the very end where you have to give yourself up.
I really like the idea of somebody else's money, but my mom said I couldn't get arrested. So.
Well, you know, it's a simple prank, but it's revolutionary because we're in a capitalist system, dude.
Hey, man. If I can get a free anything, I'm going to get a free something.
Well said, Jack. Hey, okay, so we want you to do one more thing as this wraps up. We want you to tell them that they got punked by KX93.5 in Laguna Beach. We're a little wary about this, but we want to try it. And tell them they got punked and buy the coffee of the person immediately behind you as an apology for holding them up.
That's right, yeah. Bring a receipt. We'll give you the money back.
We'll reimburse you. Don't worry.
All right. I'm looking forward to that whole $17 for the one coffee.
Right.
Don't worry about the money, Jack. We've got you covered. But the point is, we want them to know that they got pranked by KX93.5 and say, hey, I'm sorry for holding you up. This was all on the radio. Here's some coffee.
All right.
All right.
Well, I am approaching the Starbucks. Also, while I'm in line, I will just be on the phone with you guys, striking up random conversations of my own devise.
All right. Sounds good.
Look forward to those non-sequiturs. Go for it, Jack.
So, what I'm telling you is, if we want to merge both banks together, we're going to have to lose about $16,000 in net revenue per week, which is fine with me because that only means we have to lay off more than half the workers. But we could just replace them with iPads, which... So the WPC2 is still on.
Place. I want to point out that Jack can't hear us right now.
No,
I haven't. He is just having a conversation
with himself. Yeah.
The IRS has a problem with that? Oh, that's a problem. No. We could just stuff the bodies in the back. No.
Now he's losing it.
Picking up the interior. But I think I'll replace.
He wanted to mislead the people in the line and make them think he was a normal human.
And now he's talking about disposing of bodies.
All right. Well, I'm about to get something to drink. Just hold on, real quick.
Morning, how are you?
Maybe we can get a passion tea or what other types of tea?
You got green tea and black tea, which is new over ice.
All right, they come in like the white ones, right? Like here.
Yeah,
can you spray paint it red so I could be controversial? Or is that?
I don't think it's like green tea.
Oh, I'll get an iced tea then.
Okay.
A passion iced tea.
Passion tea, what size from it?
Medium ish, I guess, yeah.
Okay.
I always forget the names of them. Are they Spanish or Italian?
It's just Italian, but it's a marketing thing.
Right. No, but I read on Twitter I could use the gift cards to pay for my meal that are right here. Like this one. Well, not this one. This one has a coffee cup on it, and I'm not getting coffee. So this one, it says Merry Christmas. I mean, it's not Christmas, you were. Happy Holidays.
Did you hear on Twitter that you paid?
That I could actually, like, just pay for my meal using one of these. These have, like, $3 on them.
I'm not sure.
Not even the thank you one, because I'm thanking you for my meal. What about if I got the 5-pack or the 4 or 5-pack? I can't just use like 3, 6, 9, 12.
I would have so given up by now.
It's painful.
Right. Are you sure?
It's so painful, Jack.
All right, I don't want to use the tip jar either, because that's just horrible.
So how would you like to pay for
your gift card? Is it covered by my health plan?
Which
is it not? Is it covered by this health plan? I guess I'll use my
debit card?
Yeah. All right, thank you. I'm going to take 93.5, radio station in Laguna Beach.
Oh, okay.
You've just been pranked.
Really?
This is Pranky Newport with Jack Fass.
Anyway.
I've been recording this fun conversation between you and I.
That's pretty funny. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Buy the guy's coffee.
Very well. You guys still there?
Yes, we are.
Oh, my God. That was as painful as ever, Jack. And you managed to get away with not buying the guy a coffee as well.
Yeah, you didn't buy anybody a coffee.
They opened up a second check stand.
Oh, they let people go around you.
But there was still, there was that check stand had a much faster line than mine. They were like going in and out, in and out, in and out.
I'm not surprised. You holding the line up very well there, Jack. And the best line of the morning. Does my health plan cover this?
I don't think it did, unfortunately. I'm going to have to get a new one.
Suspect it didn't, Jack.
So how did the guy react when you finally told him that he had been punked?
He was cracking up the whole time. He was such a good sport. His name was Gino. He was a great guy.
Good thing you got a friendly gentleman, because we were in here thinking like, oh, it's only a matter of time before he gets dragged out of there.
I can't believe you want to spray paint my cup red.
Jack, you always take it farther than we possibly could have imagined, and that's why you're our greatest prank artist. Well done punking Starbucks this morning in Newport Beach. We're going to slowly spread the KX93.5 cheer around Newport as you continue to do this and tell them they had been punked. Well done, sir.
Thanks, Jack.
Thank you so much. It was such a good time.
All right.
Oh, you got my heart racing, that's for sure. I didn't need caffeine for that. Not this morning.
We're both standing up. We started sitting down. Now we're both standing up, pacing around the room.
Pacing.
Like, oh, God, Jack, don't do it.
Oh, boy. All right. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Have a good day.
You too.
Bye.